It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The rise in COVID cases around the state has led to the possibility of shutdown orders, and local leaders say they need more coordination with the governor's office. 26 mayors sent a letter to Governor Polis asking him to better communicate with local officials. They say they can't learn about policy changes from press conferences. Jackie Millay is the mayor of Lone Tree, south of Denver. She says the state must also enforce the public health orders consistently. Some counties are openly flouting the rules.
And there appears to be no consequence. I've had a restaurant owner call me to say, you know, my buddy up in such and such a county is open for business. Why can't I be open for business?
The governor's office says he shares the mayor's concerns about local governments trying to undermine restrictions. In Pueblo County, health officials say 1 in 29 residents are likely to be contagious with the coronavirus. Pueblo County tested more than 20,000 people in November, their busiest month yet. Testing in Pueblo continues at the Colorado State Fairgrounds through Saturday. Minor League Baseball is still on in Colorado. Pitchers and catchers will continue to report in Colorado Springs and Grand Junction. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The Rocky Mountain Vibes in Colorado Springs and the Grand Junction Rockies will be joined by the Northern Colorado Owls as the Pioneer League shifts to an independent partner of Major League Baseball. Last year, Major League Baseball was looking to reduce the minor league system, putting teams at risk of closing. Under the new terms, MLB will help with seed funding and provide scouting technology. The Owls are a new team and are relocating to Windsor from Orem, Utah. Next year's season is scheduled to start on Memorial Day weekend. I'm Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Parts of the Front Range can expect snow today and tonight and on Wednesday, and much colder temperatures. 30s today around Denver, 40s in the Springs, and colder tomorrow. This is CPR News.